Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host Avik, and today we are joined by Nisha Srivastav. Welcome to the show, Nisha.
Welcome, Avik, and thank you for having me on your podcast today, Healthy Mind.
Lovely, lovely. So Nisha, before we start our conversation today, I'd love to mention this to all of our listeners that Nisha is a leading figure in holistic health and movement. So with over 3 decades of experience in Pilates, yoga, and various disciplines, her journey began at dance college and evolved into a passion for the transformative wellness. So her approach focused on fascia and interconnected movement patterns, challenges the traditional health paradigms all. So with high-profile clients like Sting and Sir Ian McKellen, Nisha's inclusive philosophy invites all to explore their movement potential. So why do we wait? Let's join us as we explore her journey, teaching philosophy, and insights into mastering the Pilates and the yoga. So get ready to unlock the movement with Nisha only. Welcome to the show again, Nisha.
Thank you, Arvind. I'm welcome and excited because this is a very interesting topic today and something which has been around for many, many years, hundreds and thousands of years, but is just coming back now in fashion and is getting more recognized by medical professionals worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So to start with, if you can explain the concept of as above, so below for our listeners who might not be familiar with it.
Okay, so it's a beautiful quote, and it's actually a quote from something called the Emerald Tablet. And the Emerald Tablet comes from Arabic scripts around early the 9th century. And it's a beautiful paraphrase, and it is, as above, so is below. Now, the translation of that is what we think, what is going on in our head is a production of our body. So everything's going on in our mindset reflects in our body. So you cannot separate the body and the mind. And in original cadaveric and in medicine background, we had a knee problem, a hip problem, a heart problem, but everything is connected, and the power of thought and the power of words and our connection of the body and the mindset is truly linked. And we cannot ignore that now. And we can really see that in new evidence coming out.
Exactly. So, how does the principle of as above, so below relate to our everyday lives and the experiences? What do you say?
Well, it relates, Arvind, because of what's called the gut-brain connection or the HPA axis. Mm-hmm. So when we develop from embryo, my understanding is that the gut and the brain comes from the same tissue. So we grow out like a bud. Nothing is disconnected. So there was nothing disconnected. It's not a series of connections. Everything grows outwards. So our enteric system, which is our digestive system, which is our gut, is our second brain. And it's the place in the body body with more nerve endings than anything else. Now, the confusion comes from, Arvind, because the brain and the gut are like a motorway of networks. So when we are communicating or when we think, you know, we're in our heads, most of our problems in our life is all coming from our mind. So it's like a motorway of networks. Of messages going through the neural firing, going from the brain out to all the organs of the body, but it's like a goat path going backwards. So that's why people don't see the connection. But if you look now on many medical papers, it's now coming out about gut microbiome, about the importance of the digestive system, and how having an incorrect gut microbiome and also having what's called stinking poops will relate to stinking thoughts and our behavior. So our gut microbiome is so important for the way we relate to others and ourselves.
Hey, yes, we heard about gut microbiome. It's definitely true. So
yes.
In what ways can the understanding of this principle help individuals navigate their personal and the professional lives more effectively?
Yes. So everything that we consume, not just through our eyes, but through what we listen through our ears, and to what we speak has an effect on the body. Now, what we eat has an effect on every cell in the body. So we are living tissues. And this is where people get confused, because we need to nourish every cell in the body. So every cell needs oxygen in order to survive. And some cells will manage without oxygen, especially, well, we know it as cancer cells. So when the body dies, the body's cancer cells can still survive on sugar, but they cannot, but they will not survive without oxygen. So it's really, really important. So sorry, I'll rephrase that again, Arvind. So the cells of the body are very, very, very important. So everything we consume through the eyes, that's what we watch, through the ears, through what we listen to, what we speak has an effect on the body. Now, everything we consume through the mouth will either nourish the body or leave the body depleted. Now, I know from doing lots of cadaveric work that all our cells are influenced by many things. So cells need oxygen to survive, and some cells can survive only by sugar. So what you eat will affect your body, but we are all different. So after a period of time, for many of us, we will have food intolerances. And I see this very much in India now, Arvind. So there's a beautiful quote called, "An Indian man leads with his belly." And what that means is chronic inflammation is not only in the West now, but you see it very much in India with the inflammation in the gut. So the inflammation in the gut isn't just poor core stability, it's inflammation of the whole digestive system. And the digestive system is mouth to anus. So when we are eating foods that aggravate the gut wall, the foods will go into, or the proteins will go into, the blood system sooner than they need to. And that's where the food will affect everything that's going on in the brain. So it will cause inflammatory processes. And we know this now because diabetes type 3 is known as the new dementia Alzheimer's. You know, our behavior, everything from autism, ADHD, mental health, these are all gut brain barrier problems which we are experiencing in modern day life.
True, definitely, definitely true. Yeah. So what do you think, like, are there any specific practices or maybe the exercises that people can do to align themselves with the cosmic code of as above, so below?
Yes, so that's very, very important what you said, Arvind. So it's not just about the food, it's about movement. And people always ask me, what is the best exercise to do? So I don't want to say, just do Pilates, just do yoga. The best exercise exercise that you can do is the one that you will do without having to be nagged. So for some people, it may be a daily walk. For other people, it may be cricket. For other people, it may be going to the gym. For other people, it may be Pilates. The other people, it may be yoga. But we need to have movement in order to be healthy. And it's not just movement of the mind, it's movement of the digestive system, it's movement of the circulatory system, it's movement of all the organs, it's movement keeping everything going. And when we don't move, Arvin, we get stagnation. So movement will keep the flow of energy going through the body, but we can also improve the movement by having good, rich, nutrient-dense food and a fresh supply of water. So when we are eating junk food all the time, the liver and the kidneys, which are the main organs of detoxification, have to work extra hard to pump those toxins out of the body. So I know myself, Arvin, because I'm of Indian origin, when I'm not eating food which is close to my genetic type, which is a carb type, which is beer, because Indian people are born nearer the equator, you will see black underneath my eyes. And the black is the liver overworking. When it's swollen, it is the kidneys. So we nourish the body by what we eat, so the body doesn't have to overwork with processed food, and also movement. So getting out for a walk, stimulating our minds, you know, reading, listening to podcasts like yourself, so that we're always learning, like Gandhi said. So Gandhi said we should have purpose every day. And for those people who were in his ashram who were blind, deaf and dumb, he gave them skills. And the skills were weaving, pottery, and the third one was, I think it was sewing, so that we all feel we have purpose in life and we all contribute. And when we do that, we have a better mindset. So the mindset is about the movement, our perspective in life, and also what we consume.
Lovely. Really lovely. I'd say thanks for sharing those insights. It's definitely going to help people with this. And also the signs you have mentioned about the black spots under the eyes and the swollen eyes. Yes. So definitely going to help people for sure. So also, like, how does the concept of interconnectedness play in the area, in the idea of as above and so below?
Okay, so the interconnectedness is because nothing was ever disconnected. So as I mentioned earlier about growing from embryo, the gut is the same tissue than it is the brain. So we have a series of nerve endings and a series of information which goes from the gut up to the brain and below. Now, when we have information in the gut, that is always reflected in the brain. And we can see that now by looking at papers of dementia and Alzheimer's. Now, I want to use a study paper which was done on prisoners, Arvind. And it showed prisoners who were eight, and they did a study showing where they gave prisoners a good diet of nutrient-dense foods, including lots of vegetables, and then poor quality food. The prisoners' behavior significantly changed when they were fed a nutrient-dense diet of good whole foods, and that means foods which are not processed, including vegetables and a high protein and good quality fats. And in good quality fats, I would count avocados, nuts which haven't been treated, cooking with ghee and coconut oil. I wouldn't call vegetable oils good quality fats. And the behavior will change according to what we eat. When we process foods, they leave us depleted in energy. So we don't have the energy to be productive, to have purpose in life. So then we just sit sedentary and we don't give back. So that's very, very important about the emotional connection, and also the way our mental health is. If we want to improve mental health and anxiety, we have to change what we are consuming as well.
Yeah, definitely. So do you believe that embracing this cosmic code can lead to a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment in life?
Oh, definitely, Arvind. And we all have the power to be superhuman. And you can see, you know, one person just doing a little thing sends the ripple effect. So you don't have to be famous. You don't have to be rich. We all have the ability to change ourselves. And if we tell other people what to do, Arvind, it doesn't work. You change others by leading by example. And the most important thing is to have love for the self. So when you have love for yourself, you will treat your body with respect. You will nourish it with beautiful water. You will nourish breathing and pranayama. You will nourish it by getting to bed on time. You will nourish it by eating properly. You will nourish it by positive thoughts and positive quotes. And you will nourish it by handling your stress levels and reacting to others really well. And when you do all those things, you can always see a person that loves their body. When we fall out of love with ourselves, we make choices which don't serve us. So, you know, the body may be inflamed, it may be overweight. You know, when we're doing that at what's called a subconscious level, we do it without knowing. But what we need to do is really be, you know, train our subconscious to respect ourselves.
Exactly true. So, I mean, are there any misconceptions according to you about as above, so below that you'd like to clarify?
Yes, I would. So there's a beautiful club in India, the Laughing Club in India. So many people will listen to this podcast today and not everything will work. So it's what works for you. So the Laughing Club also puts the laughing yoga in a lot of the prisons, and the prisoners have to are forced to laugh. But when we laugh and communicate, it's a release of stagnant emotions. So it's also about release. It's not inhibiting everything in, it's a release. And we can release our emotions through prayer, through singing, through dancing, through movement, through laughing yoga. So we need to find what works for us. And, you know, it's baby steps. So just doing one thing each week will help, but also your environment, Arvind. So it's very difficult to change if you're not in an environment which serves you, or you always adapt to your peer group. So you have to be prepared to upgrade your peer group and perhaps spend more time with people who are moving and going places and people who are pulling you down. So it's changing the environment, finding communities who think alike, and really getting involved with people who are going places and, you know, who are thinking alike.
Exactly true. Yeah. So how can individuals begin to incorporate this principle into their daily routines or the mindset? What do you say?
So anybody listening to this podcast today, if you want to incorporate these principles into your life, I'm going to give you three things that you can do. First of all, drink water. Number one, that's really important. Drinking water, which is from a good source and not contaminated. Number two, journaling. If you journal each day, first thing in the morning and last things at night, and I always start the day with gratitude, that sets up your day. And number three is about doing your food preparation. By changing what you eat will affect your digestive system. So I mentioned before, stinking poop, stinking thoughts. The way we our poops are a reflection of our behavior. So people don't, in the UK, people never ever want to talk about the toilet, but the toilet always tell you, your bowels tell you about your health. So those are my three simple things. There are many other things. So I would say to people, number one is water. Number two, journaling, first thing in the morning, gratitude. Last thing at night, what are you grateful for? And number three is eating foods that don't swell your belly. So your belly shouldn't be chronically inflamed. It should sit flat. So even people who are on a vegetarian diet, a lot of people I see are eating a lot of grains which don't serve them. So the belly will be swollen. So they may perhaps have to look at changing what they're eating to find what works for them. So these are the three takeaway things they can do to change. And when you nourish the body, you will feel love. So we will have have love for yourself, which is the I, because you can't see to others till you've seen to the till yourself. Then we have what's called we. We is me and you, we and another. So then you can influence the next person, and all is everybody. So those are the three takeaway tips on that, Arvind.
Lovely. Great. Great. So before we wrap up, like looking ahead, yes. What do you envision, for the future of humanity as more people embrace and understand the cosmic code of as above and so below?
Well, they can get in contact with me after the show, Arvind, and I have a free ebook which they can download and they can read with lots of research information on there about eating and movement, which will help to serve them. So they can do that and they can start to make change by not serving big food giants and looking at where they spend their money. So where we put our energy, and energy is movement in motion. So energy is movement in motion. So where we put our money will depict what happens. So if we're putting our money into processed food all the time, we're encouraging it to grow. So if we stop putting our money into those foods, we can have better food ourselves, and then we can reduce the amount of stress, the amount of mental health, and the amount of inflammation which is going on in the brain. And remember, inflammation in the brain is always a reflection of inflammation in the gut. And the clients listening to this or people listening to this can do their own research by Googling gut-brain barrier or HPA access or the blood-brain barrier, because there is plenty of research out there. We have a pandemic now of dementia and Alzheimer's plus mental health, but all the solutions are there. It's just the way we tackle it. And as Albert Einstein says, we can't, solve the problem with the same thinking that caused it. So if we keep thinking the same, we're going to have the same problems. We have to change the way we think in order to solve the problem.
Wow, that's really lovely. Great.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Nisha. It's really, really informative, and thanks for sharing your insights. It's really great.
Thank you, Arvind, for having me today. It's really been a true pleasure.
Lovely, lovely. And for the listeners, I would love to mention, as we conclude, we encourage all of you to reflect on how you can integrate this ancient wisdom into your own life. So by embracing the principle of as above and so below, you have the power to transform your perspective, navigate those challenges with the greater clarity, and at the same time, cultivate a deeper connection to the world around you. So we hope that this episode has sparked curiosity and inspired you to embark on your own journey of cosmic exploration. So remember that the keys to unlocking the cosmic code are within the reach and waiting for you to discover them. So with this hope, until next time, stay curious, stay open-minded, and continue to explore the infinite possibilities of the universe within and around you. So thank you so much.